Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus on Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. The migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim has been out among the refugees.
People are out on the road. They're sleeping out in the fields. Sometimes they get tents. A lot of times they don't. Even when people are trying to help them, there's not enough to go around. We were at this in this border village called Bezdan in Serbia, where the Serbian Red Cross had food and water, but they were only giving it to women and children and people under 18 because they didn't have it for everybody. So the men had to do without food. So the situation and the condition these people are going through, very dire.
Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. Russia's military buildup in Syria appears to be entering a new phase with the arrival of 4 Sukhoi attack aircraft. A total of 8 Russian helicopters have also been spotted in Russia. And the U.S. officials are saying that Russia now has 500 naval infantrymen on the ground in Syria, with more on the way. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. The African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been a number of deaths as well. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab has carried out bombings in most of the countries around the Horn of Africa, except for Ethiopia. Marta Vanderwolf reporting now how Ethiopia has avoided attack.
Kenya, Uganda, Djibouti, the self-declared Republic of Somaliland, they have all been attacked by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. But Ethiopia, which invaded Somalia in 2006 to fight Al-Shabaab, has so far never experienced a large-scale attack. Tewolde Mulugeta of Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Ethiopia has been successful in preventing attacks by involving the general public.
So, I mean, whenever they are going to come across any anti-peace element, any anti-peace force, any terrorist force, they are going to expose them, they are going to fight them head on.
It is not clear how many potential attacks Ethiopian security forces have prevented. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Group of Taliban militants assaulted an air base in northwestern Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 29, wounding many others. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have died in the decade-long Taliban insurgency. Also in the news, President Obama had a rare telephone conversation. It happened Friday with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business with Cuba. Easing comes 2 months after the formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana, and the day after Cuba announced that it would appoint its first ambassador to the United States in 54 years. Pope Francis will try to meet with former Cuban President Fidel Castro. That will happen in Cuba later today during the Pope's visit. The Pope will also be the first Pope to speak to a joint session of the U.S. Congress when he arrives here next week. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said no pope has ever spoken to the American Congress, and Francis was invited, and he'll be willing to accept, he says, because it gives him the opportunity to speak to all the American people through their representatives, and as Father Lombardi said, not just to Catholics. In addition to the visit to the White House, which will happen during that, the U.S. Congress and the United Nations, Francis will be speaking with homeless people, with immigrants, children, and prisoners. And while here in the United States, Pope will give 26 speeches and 22 in Spanish. 4 of them will be in English. An invisibility cloak, or a cloth that renders the wearer almost invisible, is not a new concept. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, may have come up with the closest thing yet to the real thing. The cloak is studded with millions of tiny reflective nano antennas of gold and simulating invisibility.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. I think the soul of any nation comes from its artists. And the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, was almost devastated by a hurricane, but in many ways it's come back because of those artists. That's right. On this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we're going to salute the place they call the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana. It was 10 years ago, in late August of 2005, a massive hurricane called Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, the southern part of the United States of America, and when the levees broke in New Orleans, Louisiana, much of the city was underwater. Many people were killed, many people were displaced from their homes, but somehow, after all of those incredible disasters occurred, individual disasters and the massive singular disaster of the hurricane overrunning the city of New Orleans, it has come back in a major way. The spirit of New Orleans is indomitable, and as I said earlier, a lot of the reason for that is because of its great artists who've been there since the very beginning of the city. And one of those artists who helped define what New Orleans music was all about, and by his own estimation, created jazz when he first started playing with a syncopated style, playing notes between the beats. In other words, making the music that was so simple before, not so simple, but more lively. His name, Jelly Roll Morton. Here's one of his classics to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, a salute to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Most famous bands working in New Orleans these days and for decades now, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. From their Salute to Jelly Roll Morton, Jelly, the name of the album, that's one of Jelly Roll Morton's famous songs titled Freakish. And preceding that, it was Dr. Jazz with Jelly Roll Morton on the piano and doing the vocals, recorded in 1926, not too many decades after the actual birth of jazz in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that was a King Oliver song. King Oliver, one of the famous originators of jazz, along with the likes of Buddy Bolden, who's also attributed with being one of the pioneers of the art form, which is now worldwide. But it sprang from New Orleans. And who also sprang from New Orleans? My next guest here on VOA's Jazz America, the great trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, who gives us some thoughts about his beloved hometown. We'll follow that with some of his music dedicated to New Orleans, a song called Ghost of Congo Square from his album A Tale of God's Will, Requiem for Katrina. You're from New Orleans, but you're back in New Orleans. You could right. live most anywhere you want to. I mean, Los Angeles has become a major center. Uh-huh. New York, obviously, is what it is. Why back in New Orleans?
I had an interesting experience years ago. I was still living in New York, and when I would go home to visit, It just reminded me of why I got in the business, mm-hmm. you know, because I'd been in New York and I'd been in the business for a while and I'd gotten wrapped up into that whole thing and, you know, wanting to make records, trying to develop my career, mm-hmm. but for the wrong reasons. And when I went home, I would drive by places, man, and I said, wow, I remember that I never cared about certain things. I just wanted to play. You know, I never thought about being a star or being famous. I really just wanted to play music. And, I just wanted to be quiet, you know, when I came home, mm-hmm. And relax. And New Orleans seemed to afford me that. I mean, I could have moved to LA, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to do that. You know, I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to go back to my roots and just, be comfortable.
Mm. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? And I guess you do.
Hey, man, look, I was in college at Rutgers University. Doc Cheatham came to do a performance at the school, and he was playing with our band. And I was really homesick, man. And he sang that song, and I was on the bandstand in tears.
Oh, my God. great musical son of New Orleans, Terrence Blanchard, with the ghost of Congo Square from his album, which was a requiem for Katrina, A Tale of God's Will. He mentioned Doc Cheatham in our conversation, coming and playing at his college when he was there as a student. Well, let's hear a little Doc Cheatham right now, recorded just a few years before he passed away at the age of 91 from the album The 87 Years of Doc Cheatham. Here's the New Orleans classic and the Kid Ory composition Muskrat Ramble. Doc Cheatham on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Rat kept rambling around, great big tail dragging the ground. He looked at me and started to frown, so I had to knock him down. But I bought a trap and I put it in the weeds, knocked him to his knees. I heard him groan and I heard him moan, that old muskrat had gone. Thank you.
with that last song from the Rebirth Brass Band, the song Take 'Em to the Moon from the album Move Your Body, their latest release. I think you're getting the idea that they like that big horn sound and those funky rhythms in the new music coming out of New Orleans. We're going to give you more of the sound of New Orleans and more thoughts from some of the wonderful musical sons of that city in just a bit here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received via email from a longtime Jazz America listener who also listens online as I post each week's program on my own personal modern jazz radio channel online called Moja Radio. And she also has become a Facebook friend of mine, as a few other Jazz America listeners have been too. Her name is Ini Batulga, and she's from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And she wrote to me, "Dear Russ, I'm listening to Jazz America on Moja Radio these days and enjoying." Ini Batulga from the National University of Mongolia School of Foreign Languages and Cultures in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Well, thank you, Ini, and I invite all of you to send me an email. I'll send you the link so that you can listen to each week's Jazz America program, both hours, on the Moja Radio website. You can also hear one of the hours on the Voice of America website, too. Send me an email, and I'll send you that information. Now, just for you, Ini, and everyone who hopefully is enjoying the sound of New Orleans on this edition of Jazz America, there's no way we could play you a salute to New Orleans and its great musicians without playing music from someone in the Marsalis family. And in this case, I'm going to play you a little bit from the entire family. From an album called The Marsalis Family, A Jazz Celebration, here's the classic Struttin' with Some Barbecue, featuring the father, Ellis Marsalis on piano, Branford Marsalis on saxophone, on trumpet, Wynton Marsalis, Jason Marsalis on drums and vibes, and Delfeo Marsalis on trombone. To begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America with our salute to New Orleans. Thank you.
Thank you. Take it right. Check it out. Do what you want to do.
Shotgun Joe. Shotgun Joe. Shotgun Joe.
Shotgun Joe. Shotgun Joe. Hey, say what you wanna say.
Shoot fly, don't mind
me. We only do what we don't do.
Shoot fly, shoot fly.
Say what we wanna say.
Shoot fly.
Let me see what you saw.
I get up, I get on up. We're gonna walk on the water. We're gonna walk on the water.
Brand new music from Dee Dee Bridgewater, the brilliant vocalist, producer, composer, and leader. And from her new album, Dee Dee's Feathers, with Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. That's a song entitled Big Chief. Now, on this album, Dee Dee Bridgewater didn't want to simply take songs from the New Orleans repertoire, famous old New Orleans songs. She wanted to do a new salute to New Orleans in honor of the 10th anniversary of Katrina arriving and devastating the city. She wanted to do new presentations, new songs, and beautiful work she has certainly done on this release. Hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time to turn to another of the musical sons of New Orleans. He is the drummer who is one of the mainstays of the New Orleans scene and has been for a long time with his band Galactic and with a number of other projects as well, along with his solo work. He is Stanton Moore, and he's got a Katrina story to tell us here on VOA's Jazz America. Stanton, if you don't mind, if I just ask you a little bit about your feeling about the whole situation. Yeah. Tell us what happened to you, if you will, and tell us about your feelings in general. And
well, I was on the road when the storm initially hit, and so I've been kind of going back and forth between on the road and going out to LA to stay with my girlfriend and going to see my family and my daughter. They were over in Texas, and you know, they evacuated over there, so I've just been kind of floating around a lot. And then I have fared very well. A lot of my friends, we're all safe, so that's good. But, you know, my house, my entire back wall was ripped away and peeled back, and so parts of my house were open to the elements. So I definitely have a lot of damage, and I've been, you know, spending the last 3 days cleaning that up. And, you know, I had to have the wall pulled back in with a rope and Cumberland and all this kind of stuff. But that's minimal, you know, really. That's nothing compared to what most people have had to endure. So me personally, I've had some stuff, but I'm not even concentrating on that. The New Orleans music scene is a very vital part of not only this nation's culture, but, you know, the world culture.
And the band Galactic has been a big part of New Orleans sound and New Orleans culture for a long time as well. One of their favorite places to play, and if you ever travel to New Orleans, you may want to go to this club, one of the most famous on earth. It's called Tipitina's. That's where they recorded their live album, one of them, We Love 'Em Tonight. And from that, one of their most famous songs, Crazy Horse Mongoose. Galactic Live with Stanton Moore on drums on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
From the new sound of New Orleans with Galactic to the classic sound of New Orleans with Louis Armstrong on Jazz America from VOA 1. Armstrong from 1928 with his Hot Five giving us West End Blues. More of our salute to New Orleans 10 years after Katrina. Next hour on Jazz America.